Shoes and Shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Christian Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012. Golden Rule Academy K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs, including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 764-1597. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
If we see a God who never changes or never brings us to a place of change, we just end up getting stuck in a routine of tradition, in a place of partial victories. Huh? I've had about all the partial victories I can take.
Amen?
Can I just explain what I mean? When God said, "Moses, my servant is dead," Moses was God's man to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. And by his own disobedience, Moses disobeyed God out of anger. He removed himself from being able to enter into the promised land. Right? God told him to do something one way, and Moses did it another way, so he wasn't allowed to go into the promised land. Isn't that what we learned? I mean, the devil didn't do that. Moses did that. Moses rebelled. Moses disobeyed. And when he removed himself by his own actions from going to the promised land, watch this. He could no longer be the leader of the children of Israel. Not because he was a bad man, but because the people can never go where the leader can't go. And if the children of Israel were going to make it into the promised land, they had to have somebody that could take them there. And Moses couldn't do it. Come on, amen? How many of you recognize in this congregation, if you don't pray for Kim and I for any other reason, you ought to pray for that reason? Because the people of this house cannot go where we can't go. Amen. Spiritually. I hope you pray for us every day. We need it. Come on. The anointing flows down. It flows down from the head to the beard to the garment. That's why I pray for the people that are over my life. Because I don't want no ceilings or limitations on my life. That's why I've put people in my life that I can look up to, that can challenge me, that call me, that hold me accountable. had one of my brothers call me yesterday, right out of the blue. And he always calls when I'm going through something. That's just the Holy Ghost. Just call me. Brother, I'm just driving down the turnpike in New Jersey. I was thinking about you. God told me to call you. What's going on? I said, well, this, and this, man. This is going. Let me pray with you right now, man. God's on your side. He's called you. He just built me up and encouraged me. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I pray for those people over my life. Come on, amen. Does anybody want limitations in their life?
No.
There ain't nothing more painful than having your head like this stuck up against the ceiling.
Right? Yeah.
Huh? I mean, God wants to break you through that ceiling and make that ceiling a platform of your success.
Amen.
And instead of it holding you back, you got something to stand on to elevate you to the next level, the next dimension of your walk with God.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Whew. Moses couldn't go, and it was keeping the people from going. What are you saying, Pastor? Here's what I'm saying. When there are things in your life that can't make the trip into your new season, God brings those things to an end. Come on, amen. Not because he doesn't love you or he doesn't love Moses, but it's because he has a greater victory for you than you ever thought possible. He's taking you to a new dimension. He's taking you to a new level. Sometimes we just don't want to let go because we get comfortable. This is where God's called me. How about no? Matter of fact, I can almost tell you for a certainty at the point of your comfort is usually about the time God's getting ready to move you somewhere else. Hmm? The moment you say, I can finally sit down and relax, this is where God's got me. No. Big mistake. Hmm? Exodus 15:17 says, he brought them out in order to bring them in. He brought them out in order to bring them in. In other words, his plan from the beginning was to bring them in and plant them in the land of their inheritance. So when you and I got issues in our life, when we got issues, old relationships, bad relationships, habits, we got old memories that are holding us back. We got all kinds of things that we've carried in our lives that just kind of keep us where we are from previous seasons and things that we're holding on to and things we're trying to get back to me. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. They cannot and they will not make the trip into your new season.
Amen.
They will keep you in your old season. And God's saying it's a new day. Ready or not, here we go. Come on, somebody. Ready or not, here we go. Jesus. That's why you can't revive all that stuff. Because it's not in your new day. Listen, you can take the memory of Moses. You just can't take the memorabilia. Come on. You can remember him, but don't take the poster. Oh, I remember the manna. The wilderness with Moses. Oh, those were good times. We weren't being hunted and killed by giants. Come on, amen. You know what we call that in the drug world? Euphoric recall. You've been clean and sober for 3 or 4 years, and you think back to all the way, oh, it felt so good when I was doing cocaine. Oh, man, I love getting high. Yeah, well, what about all the hell that you put everybody through and all the hell your life was and you got down to 80 pounds and sores all over your body and you're dying and you were in prison? What, did you miss any of that?
Nope.
That's your fort recall. We try to remember. We only remember the good stuff. We don't remember all the bondage. What's wrong with us? We need Jesus.
Amen.
Come on, amen. Oh, Jesus, help us. I think some of y'all are just starting to get that. God said to the children of Israel, it's not enough for you just to hang out in the wilderness and have a good church. That's not enough. When I intended for you to inherit the land. When I intended for you to conquer. And be not just conquerors, but more than conquerors.
Amen.
Amen. Amen? I've intended for you to transform cities and communities and neighborhoods. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's not enough for you and I to sit here week after week just for a good church service when God has called Truth Church to transform a city. I hope you're hearing me this morning. He's called us to reach a community. God's called this church to reach the world. Right here at 3891 Edwards Road. To influence around the world. I believe that with all my heart. I wouldn't be standing up here. I believe it. You say, look at around here. Man, what are you, crazy, Pastor? Look at us. We ain't even, we this place ain't even full. I don't care. I know what God said. I know what God said. Amen? So if that's the mandate on the life of this church, then I believe we shouldn't just settle for a church with just good church services. I believe he's calling us to rise up and to enter into places with new containers and build new formats and have new strategies and launch into new seasons with excitement, launch into new seasons and teamwork, launch into new seasons organized and ready to go out and give the devil a black eye and reclaim some of the things that he's stolen from this community. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. It's a process. You might say process. It's a process. Every promise has a process. Every dream has a process. You have to work through something. Most people fall in love with the promise, but they don't fall in love with the process. Most people like the idea of the dream, but they don't want to do what it takes to get to the dream. Amen? They fall in love with change because they can always say, well, that's cool. That's a great idea. I really like that. They said, I'm going to do this. They said, I got a word of prophecy. I'm going to, But when it comes to the time of the process, I don't know. I think I misheard God. I really think God just wants me to work a job and come to church on Sunday. No. No. That's you trying to cop out. That's you running from the call of God on your life. Come on, amen. You got to be processed. God wants to process you through it. God wants you to work through the transition of your life. How many believe in here this morning that God has a promise over your life? Can I see your hand?
Amen.
Everybody in here believe that God has got a promise over your life? Oh, Jesus. If God has a promise over your life, then there's a process to the promise. You have to embrace the process if you want it to become a reality. Amen. Is there anybody here committed this morning to the process?
Amen.
About half of the hands went up that time. Because that's the hard part. We all believe we have a promise, but we're not all committed to the process of what it's going to take to get to the promise. Let me just tell you this. The idea of the promise is great, but it won't carry you through the tough times. Unless you go through the transition, unless you go through the process, you won't have what it takes to stand when the storms of life come. You'll fall apart and you won't make it. It's like Joyce Meyer says, you're pruned if you do and you're pruned if you don't. Might as well do it and get pruned. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Now the key to understanding this passage is in the verse 3. It says, every place the sole of your foot treads upon, I have given you. Every place the sole of my foot treads upon, God has given to me. Now watch closely. That word given right there literally means this. It means assigned or an assignment. Or it means bestowed as an assignment. In other words, my destiny is not just a feel-good place. My destiny is not just getting to Magic Kingdom. My destiny is an assignment on my life. God has made that an assignment. And when God says, I'm going to bring you into a new season or the land of your promise, it means he's going to require something from you. He's going to require management. He's going to require strategy. And he's going to require diligence. Management, strategy, and diligence is going to be required out of your life. Every place your foot steps on, he says, I have assigned to you. And it will require management and diligence. Come on, somebody. And strategy. That's what it's going to require. I remember sitting over in the pastor's office in 1995 with Pastor Jay, and I looked out the window, and I looked back at him, and the Spirit of the Lord said to me, this is going to be your assignment one day. And I pushed it out of my head. I said, that's ridiculous. That's me dreaming way too big. Barely married for 2 years, sitting in his office trying to get him to book a rally for a drug rehab that I was working at. And he said, and the Lord spoke. He said, this is going to be your assignment one day. Come on, every place the sole of your feet. I mean, you're assigned to this place.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day at 11:30 a.m. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount. Or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
Here's what I come to say to somebody. When God puts a promise out in front of you, when God says to you, I'm going to restore your marriage, or I'm going to get you out of debt, watch this. He removes the options of whether it will work out or not work out in your life. You have to walk in faith. You don't have the option to change your mind anymore. It's an assignment. Come on, somebody say it's an assignment. When God says, I'm going to give you a promise. I'm going to pay off your house and pay off your car. I'm going to get you out of debt. And you can go, listen, go jump, shake your hanky, run up and down, praise the Lord, faint on the floor if you want to. But you have to understand that it's an assignment of God. You don't have the option of not walking it out anymore. And you're going to be required to manage it. You're going to be required to have strategy. And you're going to be required to be diligent. Amen? In order for it to come to pass. It will not come to pass any other way. That way you can make the shift if you're willing to work the process. And if we're going to make the shift and receive the benefits of our assignment, we have to position ourselves for the future. Amen? Watch this. I've told you this before. You will never change what you're willing to tolerate. You'll never change what you're willing to tolerate. If you're content to be in debt, you'll stay in debt. If you're content to have four happy days and three sad days, you'll never have a happy week. Come on, amen. Because you never seek to change what you're willing to tolerate. You just live with it. That's why some of us don't need a devil. We do it to ourselves. Now, there is a devil, and he is out to get you, but some of us don't need him. Some of us are self-employed devils. We take care of our own issues. We don't need the devil to do us in. We do ourselves in. Amen? Because we keep allowing junk in our life and we keep tolerating the junk. We keep putting up with it. And we're never willing to change. We're never willing to work through the process. You can't complain about what you permit. Don't fuss about the house needing paint. You walk around the house for 2 years. Man, this house needs to be painted. Go down to Home Depot, get 5 gallons of paint and a brush. You walk out, man, this garage is a mess. Complain about it for a month. Take 3 hours and clean it up. Jesus. How many know we do that in our spiritual life? Well, I just don't know why. I don't know God very well. Well, get your sorry butt up out of the bed 30 minutes early and read your Bible every day. See, he called me a sorry butt. I'm just telling you the truth. Don't complain. If God's not speaking to you, don't complain about it. Work the process. Change what you're doing. Transition into what it's going to take to have that kind of relationship with God that you desire. Don't complain about it. Well, God don't love me. Well, somebody's lied to you. Come on, amen. Spend some time in prayer. Pastor, I didn't come to church to hear all this today. Well, I'm sorry. It's all I got. Why? Because we're not willing to change what we tolerate. And let me tell you something else. One of the reasons why we keep bumping up against things that agitate us, it's because of our friends and our family. They create comfort for us. Come on. They create comfort for us, especially husbands and wives. Honey, I'm tired. I don't feel like going to church. Oh, I know you worked hard. You just stay in the bed. No, don't do that to your husband. You need to say, get out of that bed. We're going to go worship Jesus today. What's the matter with you? This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to go without you, but I'd rather go with you. We talk ourselves out of doing what we know is right. Oh, Jesus. It's your enemies that create movement, but your friends that create comfort. And so sometimes God removes those support systems out of our life so that we'll finally get to a place where we just get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Oh, Jesus. And one day you'll wake up and you'll say, you know what, I'm so tired of living like a caterpillar. So tired of moving slow through the dirt, never getting nowhere, just eating this leaves and living in the same place all the time, doing the same thing all the time. And God says, I want to transition you into something more beautiful. It's time to stop crawling around. It's time to fly. But you're going to have to go through the process in order to possess your assignment. You're going to have to go through the process. Come on, somebody help me today. Amen. Come on. How many of you recognize that a lot of times we approach our assignments in life so emotionally? That's what we do. So emotionally and in the flesh. Yes, that's right. I said the flesh. I realize that's an old Pentecostal term from when I grew up. Nobody wants to talk about the flesh anymore. But that's so indicative of this generation that we live in. We're so emotional. Oh, you offended me. Do you know as a Christian, you don't have a right to be offended? You do not have the right. Matter of fact, you grieve the Holy Spirit when you take an offense. But we have Christians sitting in church. I can't believe he said that about me. Offended.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012, and that number again is 772-464-7012. The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
This is Daryl Orman, the pastor at First Baptist Church of Stewart, and I'd like to invite you to come have lunch with us this Saturday as we have our annual Easter fair at Flagler Park under the new Roosevelt Bridge right there next to the river. And we'd like to invite you and your family to come. We've got a hot dog lunch for them, and also we've got a lot of activities, bounce house, games, Easter egg hunt, a number of things going on, special music, and just a wonderful family time there at the Flagler Park in downtown Stewart. And we'd love to have you come this Saturday from 10 till 1. And we also, the next day on Easter Sunday, are going to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. We're having a sleep-in sunrise service. So it's at 7 o'clock, just a little later. And I'd like to invite you to come meet us under the pavilion there, right next to the river, as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ this Sunday, Easter Sunday, Flagler Park, right under the Roosevelt Bridge. And then also, if you'd like more information, please contact us at 287-7422 or look at our website at www.fbcstewart.org. May the Lord bless you and give you a tremendous Easter weekend. God bless.